God's word for our consideration this morning is from the Old Testament lesson from the prophet Ezekiel. I want to read a verse from today's text. All the trees of the field, back to 23. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it, and they will find shelter in the shade of its branches. So far, God's word for our consideration. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about trees. Trees and trees. There's maple trees. There's oak trees. There's sugar trees. There's magnolia trees. There's weeping willow trees. There's plum trees, and if you care to venture up to Lake City sometime in August, we've got a lot of plums that could be harvested from our plum tree in the front yard. We've also got two hazelnut bushes or trees that are there also for harvesting. But today's message is not about trees. It's about God and His promises. And what God will do, it's an amazing what God will do in our lives. Because He comes into lives of people that are living in uncertain times. We sure have witnessed that over the last year plus, haven't we? All the COVID rules and regulations and restrictions, the wearing of masks and the social distancing, the no hugging, the no shaking of hands. Have you ever been to a funeral procession as you walked in? Here they call it a wake, and other places it's visitation. And you walk by the family with your hands down to your side and nod to them. It's amazing, uncertain times that we live. And it's also drilled home to us. Every single day we look at the news. And lately, the news has been horrible. 13 people shot in Houston. Another 13 people shot somewhere else in Florida. Another shooting in Minneapolis. The uncertain times that we are living. It seems like there's no hope, that there's nothing on the horizon. And God comes to us and tells us that He's going to take a sprig and He's going to plant it. He's going to plant it in the midst of people living with hopelessness. And once that sprig has been planted, it will grow. And you know that sprig was planted in your life at the time of your holy baptism, when the pastor said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." God said, "You're mine." And God said, "I'm going to bear fruit in your life. Fruit that's going to last. Fruit that's going to be abundant as long as you stay connected to the vine." In John chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Remember the spray that God takes and plants it. As you can see also, that spray that He planted on the high mountain of Israel was what? The cross. The cross of Jesus, with Jesus on that cross for us. God planted it there for all people. And all people will come. All people will be gathered. All people will come to the foot of the cross and be nourished. Because these people need to have assurance. We are a people that need assurance. We need assurance from each other. Okay? We need assurance from our spouses. I love you. Do you love me? I have sinned. Please forgive me. I forgive you.
We need those words spoken to us. It's an assurance for us. When we come up to the altar and kneel, hopefully soon, and go once again, Christ says, this is my body. Christ says, this is my blood. This is the assurance that we want and need. The assurance of God's love. The assurance that God says, I will forgive you your sin no matter what you do. Jesus says, I love you. And Jesus says, through the body and blood given and shed for you, you have the remission of sins and you have the assurance of heaven. God says that he takes that spray and plants it in the middle. And you know, Prophet Ezekiel was prophesying to God's people who were in exile, who were in Babylon, that these people had taken Israel captive. And God is talking to these people through the prophet Ezekiel. He's doing that with us as well. So that we may know, as we reach out in this community of Byron, of Cassin, and all around us, that we may have people in you that are different than us. Whether they're a different color, or they've got different kids, or they've got kids that are not disciplined. We need to welcome those people. That's what God tells us in this lesson, that all birds of difference will gather in his company for him. And he uses us to reach out to others, to reach out to those who are suffering, those who are confused, those who are lonely, those who have no one else to talk to. He uses us as those fruitful branches. We're still connected to the vine, you know. That vine nourishes us. Jesus nourishes us. And Jesus says, you're going to be my witnesses. In Acts 1, verse 8, you're my witnesses from Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth. That's who we are. And as we are his witnesses, we witness to other people. We witness to those people that seem to be unloved, uncaring. But we are God's witnesses. We are Jesus' servants, reaching out with a message of love, a message of growth, a message of nourishing. And being filled with that, we are blessed to be a blessing to others. You know, sometimes we wonder and we question God about our existence here and what he has in store for us. Sometimes we continue to wonder, but it's all brought home to us when people acknowledge our presence, acknowledge what we have done, acknowledge that they have been blessed by what we have done. Then we understand how God has used us. He uses us no matter what gift he gives us. And we might think that we're not gifted, but each one of us is gifted. We just don't know it. We just have to strive and find it. But God uses each and every one of us where we are with the words that he speaks through us to reach out to others. He takes that sprig and he plants it into your hearts and into your lives so that you would be those branches that reach out and tell others about Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. In Christ's holy name, amen.